To everything, there is a season and a time to every purpose.
The world needs to know about my findings. That's all that's important.
It is one thing to publish a book in the comfort of the university. It is another to leave everything behind, chasing a theory that is pure fantasy.
The Earth spins at 1,000 miles an hour as we desperately try to keep from being thrown off. Like the first blush of winter that signals a great migration.
Charlie tells Hiro he's sweet in Japanese.
Was there any warning of their arrival?
She has a name, Jessica.
A sign? A single event that set this chain into motion?
This is what you've been waiting for.
Was it a whisper in God's ear?
Be the one we need.
Survive, adapt, escape. And if we could mark that single moment in time, that first hint of the prophecy of approaching danger.
I found a tape of a conversation my father had with a man named Sila.
Hello, Chandra. You made me this way.
Would we have done anything differently? Could it have been stopped?
You helped me to discover my potential.
Or was the die long ago cast? And if we could go back, alter its course, stop it from happening, would we?
Hiro teleports himself back in time to the Burnt Toast Diner. 6 months ago, Midland, Texas. Charlie tops up his coffee cup.
My name is Hiro Nakamura. I'm here to save your life.
Hey, Charlie! Charlie, come on over here and blow out the candle.
Okay. Hold that thought, okay? I just gotta make a wish. Come on.
Come on.
Come on, honey.
Hiro joins her birthday celebrations.
Please listen. Very important.
She puts her arm around him, and the moment is captured in a photograph. Chapter 10, 6 months ago. 6 months ago, Brooklyn. In a clock and watch repair shop, a man wearing glasses with special lenses attached is mending a timepiece. With tweezers, he carefully slots a metal plate into position, then adds a cog wheel. The mechanism begins to turn. Looking pleased, he carries on with his work until Chandra Suresh enters the shop.
Can I help you?
I hope so, Mr. Gray.
I can fix it.
My watch isn't broken.
Actually, it is.
Chandra gives him his watch, and Mr. Gray holds it up to his ear.
The self-winding coil is loose. Your watch is running 2 seconds slow.
How did you know?
Just a talent I have for the way things work, how the parts should go.
That looks rather complicated.
That, the body's standard, but the parts, the insides, are German. 1917. I've been working on it for 7 years.
How much do I owe you?
Oh, please. Don't worry about it.
Mr. Gray takes off his glasses.
You didn't come here for the watch.
I came to find you, Gabriel. My name is Chandra Suresh. I'm a geneticist. I have a theory about human evolution, and I believe you are a part of it. Read it. If you'd like to talk more, I've written my phone number and address inside.
As Gabriel glances at the book, Chandra goes to the door where he catches Gabriel's eye for a meaningful moment before leaving. Six months ago, Los Angeles. Matt gets out of his squad car on a bridge. Ignoring his mobile, he goes over to a sleek black sports car and shines his torch on the woman in the driver's seat.
License registration?
Oh, this isn't my car. I kind of stole it.
Can you take off your glasses for me, please?
She does so. It's Eden. Matt sees a liquor bottle on the seat beside her.
I'm going to have to ask you to step out of the car.
No, I don't feel like it.
That wasn't a suggestion.
Well, here's a suggestion. Why don't you go get back in your car and eat a dozen donuts? That is what you cops like to do, right?
I said step out of the car, now.
I think you really want to eat some donuts.
She looks up at him wide-eyed, holding him in her intense gaze. After a moment, his resolve founders, and he makes his way back to his car. He opens the door, looks back at her, bemused, then climbs in and drives off. Eden starts up the sports car. The Haitian is standing blocking her way. 6 months ago, Odessa, Texas.
Major developments! Lori Trammell skanked her way through the entire football team.
Who taught you that?
The entire football team. Anyway, somehow she found shame and resigned. Turned in her pom-poms.
I'm in? Are you kidding?
Claire, Destiny is calling you. Come on, try it on. You can model. I'll take pictures. We'll totally commiserate the event.
I think you mean commemorate. And I'll try it on later.
Okay, most girls can't wait to get their uniforms on. I mean, except Lori Trammell. She couldn't wait to take it off.
Why do you have to be like that?
Okay, first of all, I've earned that. And if you don't want it or this, Chrissy Chan is salivating for
position. No! I want it. I do.
Then show it. Show me some S-P-I-R-I-T.
I'm not gonna drool.
Then prove it, Claire. Prove it.
Claire's hand crashes through a mirrored cabinet door.
Oh, my God.
What were you girls doing?
Oh, this is gonna need stitches. I'm gonna take her to the emergency room. Jackie, honey, grab my purse. Let's go. Come on.
Hello.
Mr. Bennett?
Yes.
My name is Chandra Suresh. I need to speak to you about your daughter, Claire.
At the diner.
I teleported from the future. Do not go to work tomorrow. Very, very. Wow. It wasn't raining yesterday.
April showers. It's been storming all week.
April? No, October.
No, April 24th, it's my birthday.
Hiro steps away, horrified. 6 months. I've got to get back. If I teleport again, I could end up anywhere. Lunch for a T-Rex. I'm stuck.
Die Beach!
Birthday cake?
Happy birthday.
Heroes. Created by Tim Kring. 6 months ago, Las Vegas.
Hi, my name is Nikki. And I'm an alcoholic.
Hi, Nikki.
I'm 1 year sober today.
Happy anniversary!
I work 60 hours a week. I stink of cigarettes. I get a kid so smart that he is flunking out of school. My husband can't find a job because no one wants to hire an ex-con. There's a leak in the roof, and I'm feeling thirsty. Feels like too much for one person.
She recognizes a man in the meeting. Later, outside.
So why are you here?
I don't want another year to go by without you in my life, Nicole.
Not being in your life was never my choice. Kind of made that happen.
Look, I know how you feel about me. God, Lord knows I deserve it. I was awful to you and everyone you ever met.
You weren't awful. You just weren't there. You can't be awful if you're not present. You know, I'm married now.
I heard. Look, Nicole, I would love to meet him sometime. I really want to get to know my grandson and my son-in-law. And you.
Yeah, well, I don't know if I'm ready to get to know you.
6 months ago, Manhattan. Peter's having a party when he answers the door to his family.
Hey, what's cool?
Ladies, 10 and a half.
You know, the reason I became a nurse was to wear shoes like this. Thank you very much.
You got a drink?
Yeah, just right inside.
I told him it wasn't funny.
I know. Hey, Mom. Hello,
sweetheart.
How are you, Mom?
Good. Your father is very proud of you.
Yeah, still could make it.
Well, he had a meeting. Mr. Linderman's in Atlantic City.
Listen, I did this without his blessing and without his money. Okay, so I think it's only right that we celebrate without him.
I have always wanted a nurse in the family. We have enough lawyers.
Thanks, Mom.
Hi, Heidi shimmies over to the brothers with a bottle of wine.
So, Peter, have you chosen a specialty?
I'm thinking hospice care.
Yeah.
Taking care of dead people?
They're not dead. They're dying. And I think it's noble.
Thank you.
What's it pay?
Oh, honey, you know I'm going to go call the sitter. And when I come back, you are going to dance with me.
Nathan whispers in her ear, and she moves away with a smile. Peter watches her go with a thoughtful look.
What's going on?
DA wants me to prosecute Linderman.
Dad's biggest client?
Mm-hmm, yeah. Well, DA thinks Linderman's mob ties run so deep, if I can take him down, the Empire crumbles.
You do that, the dad'll go down too.
You used to tell him he was a criminal for protecting criminals. There's a chance to set things straight. Take the stink off the family.
He's still her father, no matter what he's done. You go after him, you're never gonna forgive yourself. Ever.
Nathan thinks for a moment, then smiles at Peter and kisses him on the head.
Come on, handsome.
Heidi gives Peter her drink to hold.
Hold this one, will
you?
Yeah. Man.
Nathan gives Peter his glass, then he and Heidi get up on the floor and begin slow dancing. A hint of a wistful smile crosses Peter's face. In Chandra's apartment, Gabriel's come to visit.
So, what, you're going to cut me open?
I'd like to run some tests. EEG, EKG, nothing invasive. A friend at Columbia has access to an MRI.
Mapping the brain.
Measuring alpha waves, resting rates, neuron clusters. The brain controls every human action, voluntary or involuntary. Every breath, every heartbeat, every emotion. If the soul exists, scientifically speaking, it exists in the brain.
When I was a kid, I used to wish some stranger would come and tell me my family wasn't really my family. They weren't bad people, they were just insignificant. And I wanted to be different. Special. I wanted to change. A new name, a new life. The watchmaker's son became a watchmaker. It is so futile that I wanted to be important.
You are important, Gabriel.
What do you think my abilities might be?
Grand Theft Auto, larceny, robbery, arson, and suspected of murder in Oklahoma. That's no way for a young lady to behave now, is it? You need a goal, Eden, a purpose.
He pulls the tape from her mouth and she spits in his face.
Let me go. Now.
Mr. Bennett smiles.
You know, with your ability, you can get anything you want. You created your own morality. There wasn't a person in the world that could say no to you.
She seems unnerved by the Haitian's presence.
Now there is.
He was on the diner payphone to Yagamoto Industries. He asks for Ando, then when a man answers, he says, Ando, I need your help. But Ando's sick, and Hiro's talking to himself from the future. He hangs up in a panic.
Great Scott!
Tom pulls up in his squad car and finds Matt eating donuts in his.
Matt, what are you doing? What? What are you doing sitting here? Detective test is in an hour.
Right.
Oh, you're not chickening out, are you?
No, man, of course not.
All right, good, because second time's a charm for you. I can feel it.
Just don't go being a nervous wreck this time, okay?
What's up with the donut?
Matt looks at it strangely.
Don't you look like a walking cliche?
Yeah, well, you know what? After today,
I am gonna be a different man.
Confidence!
I like that. Right? Let's go crush it.
Hero's working as a busboy in the diner.
Hello. What's up?
Oh, I don't know what we'd do without you, Hero. You have such an amazing attitude.
I have a gift for you.
He hands Charlie a box.
Happy birthday.
A Japanese phrase book. I love it. Oh, now we can understand each other better.
Maybe you visit Japan very soon. Get out of the Midland, far away.
Anata wa yasashiku te kandai na hito de.
You are a kind and generous man.
You speak Japanese very quickly.
Lately, I've just been able to remember everything.
You have power, big memory. It will only get stronger in the future.
The future. Right. Keep forgetting that's where you come from.
You don't believe me? I bend on time and space.
Oh, yeah, of course you do.
Hero screws his eyes shut.
Charlie, honey, your order's up.
Charlie looks away.
Hey! Where'd these come from?
Flower store, 2 blocks from here.
Funny. Oh. Oh, hang on, I have an order up.
Already finished.
The order has been served.
Lynette! You have got to see this! Hero's a magician!
No, it's not a trick.
You don't understand. I'm trying to save your life.
A very, very bad man is going to come here and...
He stops. As she waits for him to finish, he smiles.
Tomorrow, the swallow will slay the dragons.
A tearful Nikki sitting by the grave of Jessica Sanders, beloved daughter and sister. DL joins her.
Having a drink with your sister.
Thinking about it. Used to be, couldn't go an hour without missing Jessica. It's important not to forget. Hal is back. He came to one of my meetings. He wants to meet you and Micah.
He won't meet anybody unless you want him to.
He's got money. Here, he can help with tuition. You can get Micah into that private school.
Now, you want to have Hal over, let's have him over for dinner. You can all say a prayer for Jessica.
Nathan and Heidi are driving home from the party in their black convertible.
My brother Peter, the hospice nurse, can you believe it? It's just...
Oh, it's a perfect fit. He's selfless and empathic.
He's self-centered and righteous. Self-righteous.
He's a hell of a lot nicer than you.
He can afford to be. He hasn't been under as much scrutiny. My dad did what he had to do to take care of this family. And that's something that Peter is never going to understand.
And you do.
It's my responsibility. It's my inherited birthright. I didn't ask to be Dad's favorite. I never asked to be loved more than Peter, but that's just the reality. This is Guy One.
A black SUV speeds up behind them with headlights on full beam. It repeatedly shunts Nathan's car, trying to run it off the road. Suddenly, Nathan's floating above his car.
Nathan!
Heidi!
Nathan!
The car crashes into barrels at an exit ramp, sending water flying everywhere.
Heidi!
Peter wakes up from a dream with his arm outstretched just like Nathan's. Later, he joins Nathan in a hospital waiting room.
Hey. How is she? She's been in surgery for 10 hours. Something with her back, her spine. I should probably call Mom. She's got the kids. It's what Heidi would do. You'd be fine.
Yeah.
You're not hurt.
No. Landed 300 feet away from the wreck. Couldn't tell you how I got there. Couldn't tell you much of anything at this point.
Let me see, look. That's the back. You need to lie down.
No, not until Heidi's all right. I'm gonna sit.
Do you remember the other car?
What?
In the accident.
Nathan checks no one's listening.
Who told you that?
I had a dream right before you called.
My wife's in surgery and you're dreaming. That's great.
There was another car, wasn't there? Nathan. Wasn't there?
Yeah. It was Linderman's guys. I found out about the DA's plans. It's my fault for even considering taking them on.
Look at me. This is not your fault. This is Dad's fault, okay? And you know that this is not gonna end.
If I agree to take the DA's case, will you give a deposition?
Yeah.
Against your father.
Mr. Petrelli?
Yes.
Please.
Nathan steps outside to talk to the doctor, and Peter watches them through the window. When the doctor goes to lay a comforting hand on Nathan's arm, Nathan angrily brushes it away, then turns and meets Peter's eye. The next day in Midland, Texas, Hiro excitedly shows Charlie a Japanese newspaper.
They did it! See? The swallows slay the dragons!
Tokyo Swallows defeated the Chunichi Dragons yesterday with a surprising rally with two out in the ninth. What is this, baseball?
You lead Japanese flotas in one day. You have power. I have power too.
Okay. So because you knew this baseball team was gonna win, I'm supposed to believe you're from the future.
There is an ancient Japanese tradition. Origami. Folding paper.
I read about that. Yeah, it says if a person can fold 1,000 cranes, you'll be granted one wish.
Yes.
Hiro screws his eyes shut, and Charlie looks at him expectantly. When he opens them again, the diner's full of origami cranes on strings.
How did you...
He holds up an airline ticket, and she takes it.
Trip to Japan?
I don't care if you don't believe me, just please tell me you'll go.
Only one ticket?
He holds up another one.
Just in case you said yes.
Hurry.
She nods and he hugs her. Chandra's performing tests on Gabriel.
Why do you repair watches, Gabriel?
My father didn't really give me a choice.
Yes, but why not do what you want to do? Why not change?
You use a phrase in your book. Evolutionary imperative.
That which we are destined to do.
Sea turtles die on the same exact beach where they were born. Lions slaughter gazelles. Spiders eat their young. They don't want to. They have to.
Well, good news is you're healthy.
You mean normal? When there's still no signs?
No.
Well, maybe tomorrow we're still going to the CT scan, right?
I think we should prepare for the possibility that I may have been wrong. You may not have a special ability.
I am so close. I can feel it. You came to me. I am on your list.
These tests aren't 100%.
Don't give up on me.
There are other opportunities I need to focus on.
What about these people, huh? They're important, this guy? Brian Davis, you think he's telekinetic? Move things with his mind, or you just gonna toss him aside, too?
You better leave now, Mr. Gray.
Gabriel grabs his coat and storms out. Outside the apartment, he realizes he's taken Chandra's note with Brian Davis's address on it and sets off along the street. As he leaves, Mr. Bennett arrives and sees him. At Nikki's, Micah's given a laptop.
Wow.
That's a very generous gift, Hal.
Oh, it's amortized over 10 birthdays.
Hell, then, you skimped.
Thanks, Grandpa.
It's my pleasure, young man. Now, go break the internet in half or something. If I could buy stock in that kid right now.
I wish his teacher saw it that way. We want to move him into a private school. It's just, you know, we're trying to figure out the details.
Details? If you're trying to ask me for something, it's already yours. It's a man's God-given right to dote on his grandson.
Thank you.
It'd make a really big difference for us.
Well, you know, I feel lucky that you even let me through the door after all the things I've done.
Stop saying that. You didn't do anything.
Why do you keep doing that?
Doing what?
You're only as sick as your secrets, Nicole.
I know the mantras, Hal. I've been reciting them for over a year.
Well, I guess I'll go see what the boy's up to now.
When Hal leaves the room, Nikki sags.
You are doing great.
Micah is disassembling the laptop.
What the hell is this? You've torn the whole damn computer apart.
That computer cost $2,000.
Hey!
What the hell do you think you're doing?
You okay?
I have no business being here.
Then why did you bother?
I owe you more than an apology can ever do.
What am I supposed to do with this?
I don't know. Make your life easier. I don't care how, okay?
What did you do that was so bad that I can't have my father back?
He really don't remember, do you?
He leaves. Nikki turns and sees her and Jessica in the mirror. Mr. Bennett is looking at Chandra's map.
So what's going to happen to my Claire? How is this genetic abnormality going to affect her?
I don't know. It's possible nothing might ever happen. It's possible I might be wrong.
Where did you find this picture?
Union Wells High School website.
It's growing up so quickly now. Couldn't do anything to stop it.
You cannot. Try as you might.
You have a daughter. How old is she?
She was 5.
I'm so sorry.
Mutations are mostly cancers or diseases meant to eliminate a species. Shanti had a genetic anomaly, and that was the portal into my research. My hope is that no one will suffer as she did.
If you do figure this out, what happens then?
We can change the world. Give people hope for the future. That is your daughter's destiny. I'd very much like to meet her.
You can see how that might be a problem for my family.
Yes, of course.
Let me think on this, on the best way to proceed.
Well, I appreciate your coming, Mr. Bennett.
It was educational.
Hal answers his hotel room door. Jessica strides in without looking at him, then casts her eyes around the room.
You do remember?
How could I forget?
She grabs him by the throat.
Nicole. Not Nikki. It's me, Daddy. Jessica. The daughter that you threw beer bottles at. The daughter that you choked. The daughter that you killed.
I didn't kill anyone.
No! It was an accident. And they left Nikki with you to be your punching bag.
I came to apologize, Nicole.
Apologize? You don't apologize to Nicole. You apologize to me.
She throws him against the wardrobe.
Nikki doesn't remember. But I do. Someone had to be there to protect her. Remember the stink of alcohol on your breath? I took every punch so that she wouldn't have to.
You are not Jessica.
You have no idea who I am.
She throws him onto the bed.
Nicole, you need help.
You're right, she does. I thought she had learned to protect herself, but just such luck. You're going to go away and never come back.
She stuffs the check he gave Nikki in his mouth, then leaves. Claire's practicing her cheerleading moves in front of the mirror, unaware her dad's watching her.
Cheerleading, huh? I think I can't wait to go to my first game.
The hug.
Well, you might be getting a little bit old for the bears from around the world, but...
No, I'm not.
No?
I love my bear.
Aw.
She puts the teddy bear he's just given her with the others.
Am I a terrible person?
What are you talking about?
I want to be a cheerleader. I mean, I've worked hard to be a cheerleader, but sometimes Jackie can just be a
bitch.
Yeah, a bitch.
No, it's your actions that make you good or bad, cheerleader or not. Let's take a look at that hand.
The pain went away, but I think it's still kind of...
The scar is gone.
That's healed really nicely.
Matt's taking off his boots in his bedroom.
Hey, baby. You hungry? Thought I'd make some eggs. Carbonara style. Does it sound good?
I didn't pass again.
Studied so hard.
It's not about the answers, Jan. I know all the answers.
I don't know why you don't just tell them the truth.
Yeah, I'll just waltz in there and tell them that I can barely read. Half the words I see backwards. There's a good career move.
My baby.
Don't.
Come on. A little morning sex, some eggs, everything's gonna seem so much better.
How can you wanna kiss me?
I'm a hero. Hey, you are everything that I want.
I'm a hero. Look at me, 11 years and I'm still directing traffic.
Wearing a shirt and tie, Peter checks his reflection.
Hey, I'm ready to give the deposition.
There isn't going to be one.
What are you talking about? We can't back out now. We gotta tell the DA everything about Linderman, about Dad, all of it.
Dad's dead. He had a heart attack this morning. Take comfort in the fact that he didn't know his sons were about to stab him in the back.
Charlie's waiting outside the diner.
Charlie, 24-hour Samurai Film Festival at the Draft House in Austin.
Austin? That's over 300 miles away.
We can make it in time to see Yojimbo, Seven Samurai, and Hidden Fortress. It'd be perfect for a trip to Japan. You still do want to go?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, no, it's not that. It's just, ever since I met you, I don't know, you just made me so happy.
You make me happy, too.
Well, it's more than that. I don't let people get very close. There's a blood clot in my brain, inches away from an aneurysm. I'm dying.
But I'm supposed to save you.
You did. You did. Before you got here, I decided to give up. But you have made me feel more alive and more full of joy than I could have ever imagined. You know, I stayed here.
I love you. She smiles tearfully. He closes his eyes, and slowly they come together on the verge of a kiss.
Charlie?
Heroes back in the present in Japan.
No. Charlie? Charlie! Charlie!
His co-worker asks if he and Ando aren't supposed to be on vacation in America. Hero replies, I jumped, damn it. I have to get back to her. I have to get back to Charlie. As his colleagues perform their rooftop exercises all around him, He screws his eyes shut and desperately tries to teleport himself back, but he can't. Gabriel is repairing a wristwatch in his shop. Wearing the special lens attachment over his glasses, he carefully slots the hands into position with tweezers. Then a man comes in.
Can I help you?
Yeah, somebody called me. My name is Brian Davis.
Gabriel remembers taking the note with Brian's address on it.
Yes, I called you. My name is...
He looks at the watch. The brand name is Siler.
My name is Siler. Gabriel Siler.
Later, Brian stares at a mug on the desk and manages to move it towards Siler telekinetically. Siler looks at him in awe.
It's incredible.
Can you make it go away?
Why would you want to do that?
I don't know what this is, or who I might hurt. I don't want it.
You're broken.
What?
Suresh was right. It's so clear now. How it all works, pieces fitting together, it is in the brain.
So you can help.
Don't worry, Brian. I can fix it. It's an evolutionary imperative.
He smashes a quartz paperweight into Brian's skull, then puts on his glasses. Mr. Bennett to Eden.
Whatever bad you've done in the past, it's over. You have a rare opportunity to start again, to rewrite the past, to do better. But if you're not interested, we could just put you back in your old life. Odds are you'd be dead in a week.
What do you want me to do?
There's a professor, Dr. Suresh. He has a list of names. You're going to get Claire Bennett's name off that list.
Revisiting Chandra, Siler demonstrates his new telekinetic powers by slowly moving a glass across the table. Then suddenly, the glass is flung across the room.
I'm sorry about the glass.
It's just glass.
About the other day, I should have behaved myself. I was uncalled for. I'm sorry.
You were angry. A man can say and do the most awful things when he's angry.
Well, I'm different now. I feel I've been given a chance to start over. New life, a new identity. New purpose.
I came halfway around the world looking for proof. I threw him out the door. No one returns my phone calls anymore. They all think I'm insane.
I don't. These people are all out there waiting to be told that they are important, waiting to unlock their true potential. I know it. I can feel them. We'll find them together. You're the future.
Present day, Midland, Texas. Ando's still waiting in the diner next to a candlelit photo of Charlie when the door opens and Hiro steps in.
Hiro?
Hiro!
Ando hugs his friend and shouts, "You're okay." Hiro says, "No, I'm not okay," and explains that he didn't teleport back, but took the bus. I teleported, forward, backward, but I couldn't save her. I couldn't save Charlie. So try again. It won't work. This power, it's bigger than me. I can't change the past. No matter how hard I wish. He shows Ando one of the origami birds and says, "I failed." Then he walks sadly away. Mohinder.
This list.
You found them.
These people. Their future is written on their DNA, just as the past, it seems, is written in stone.
I have something I have to tell you.
Was the die cast from the very beginning? Or is it in our own hands to alter the course of destiny? Of all our abilities, it is free will that truly makes us unique. With it, we have a tiny but potent chance to deny fate. And only with it can we find our way back to being human.
Hero lays the crane by Charlie's photo.
I loved her.
Andu puts a comforting hand on his shoulder. To be continued.
Heroes continues here on BBC Two with a double bill next Wednesday from 9. Now next, tonight, Siler, evil personified in Heroes Unmasked. And don't forget to check out the web for exclusive video interviews with the cast in London during their world tour at bbc.co.uk/heroes.